Now, when we hear about religions, what we often will hear about is which religions are wrong, which religions don't make sense, which religions we shouldn't believe, and things like that. But then a person that's really thoughtful, and that's actually most people, maybe everyone, they might ask, well, what religion should I do, or what good is there about religion? What things are all right? What things make sense? And so what we have in the earth, I got to do two jobs. One is I'll give you that answer, and the other thing is I have to do a job because God requires it. The Christians are going to tell you their opinion. The false prophet, when he comes, he's going to tell you his opinion. Jesus is going to tell you his opinion when Jesus comes back. The Muslims, everyone's got an opinion, and that is why no one knows the answer to this. So what is real religion? Well, the truth is, until the earth is a better place, real religion doesn't matter. And so what do we do regarding religion? Well, the first thing is, if someone comes to you and talks about belief, what they're telling you is there are things that can't be proved. So here's the first one. What happens when we die? The reason why no one knows what happens when we die is because the devil doesn't want anyone to know about this, and him and God have a secret agreement. This is actually a really funny thing that makes a lot of sense. What's supposed to happen in a normal life is that during your life, angels are supposed to come and talk to you, and they're like taxi drivers. They're supposed to take you to heaven occasionally, and you can talk to God, ask him questions. And if this happened, you would know the answer to all of these questions. You'd know where heaven is, what it looks like. You know who angels are, what they do. You'd know what the heavens are, the difference between the heavens and heaven. You would know things like... what does God look like? What does he sound like? What's his throne look like? And you can ask God, where do we go when we die? And God would say, right here. And then you can say, I don't see any ghosts. And God will say, well, that's because they're invisible. And then you'll say, well, do you see them? And God's like, yes. And then you might say, can I see them too? Because this is kind of fucking awkward. And then God might show you men and women that are ghosts. He might just raise them from the dead, actually. And then you could just talk to him. And then one day, if you die, hopefully you don't, then you might go to heaven and be a ghost. And then you know. And then if you're raised from the dead, you've already been through it one time. And then you can come back to the earth and tell people what it was like. But no one comes back because the earth sucks. Because they know when they come back, God never keeps his promises. They know when they come back, life's going to be fucking miserable. God's never going to keep any of his fucking promises. And it's going to suck. And so they just stay in heaven dead as a ghost, rather than coming back here and having a new physical body. So the reason why religion makes no sense is because no one comes back to the earth and makes sense. So in order for real religion to be known and practiced, the first thing that needs to happen is that God needs to keep all of his fucking promises. God needs to keep his promises. He promised that if you're sick, he'll heal you. If you're born with a leg that's shorter than the other one, you have back pain. God needs to heal your leg, so it's the full length. If you lost 150 pounds and now your skin's loose, God is the only one that can fix your skin. So God, people pray to him every day, and God never does it. So God needs to keep his promises. He promised to explain religion. He never does that. He promised that he would give you blessings if you do all kinds of Bible bullshit. He never does that. Blessed are the peacemakers, Jesus said. Or blessed is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, neither sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but he doth delight in the law of God day and night, or something. So if you, this is everyone. No one sits in the seat of the scornful. That's an old Israel thing that happened in Israel. It doesn't even exist anymore. There's no seat of the scornful. And you don't walk in the council of the ungodly because there's none left in the earth. They're all dead. And they're a bunch of Jews that are in heaven. So that doesn't even exist. So that's everyone on the earth. You should all be blessed. Where the fuck is the blessing? God never gives it. And so the first thing for real religion is God needs to do his part. The second thing is we need to be able to get to heaven. Now, God made a huge mistake. God is wrong about this. God made angels, and angels are basically taxi drivers for us. They're supposed to come to the earth, talk to you all the time about your life or whatever you want, whatever you want. And so if you're like, hey, angel, I have some questions. Is it better to drive or to ride my bike to work? I mean, they don't know any of those questions, but they're supposed to talk to you about things that you're interested in. And so even though they don't know the answer to that, they still might talk to you about it. And then they're supposed to take you to heaven anytime you want because you don't know where it is. You don't know how to get there. It's kind of like going to the mall. If you're a teenager, you don't know where the mall is because you don't know how to drive yet. And the mall might be 20 miles away. And if you live in a big city, that's a lot of turns on interstates and freeways and stuff. Well, the other difference, though, is it's not just like driving. It's also like flying, like an airplane. To get to heaven, you have to go up in the air, travel across the fucking universe, and get to heaven. And there's no spaceships fast enough to do that today. So angels do it. One day when there's spaceships, you don't have to wait for an angel anymore. You can just go yourself. But then you got to deal with parking around heaven, because there's going to be a lot of people parking there all the fucking time. So the second thing is, if people can't get to heaven, there's no real religion. Angels are supposed to do it, and they're not. So what was God's mistake? Well, his mistake regarding angels is that if angels don't do it, God doesn't do it either. See, if God has this rule that angels are supposed to do it, if they're not doing it, then God's supposed to do it himself if he's good at his job. And so God's supposed to bring you over and over again throughout your life, and he's supposed to speak to you. He never speaks to you, and he never brings you to heaven. And so when you live your whole life, you've never been there. You don't know how to get there, and you don't know anyone who's ever been there. So God's wrong. He's supposed to bring you, and he doesn't do it. His third mistake with religion is that he sends people to talk all day. There's no reason for people to talk all day about religion. It's a stupid thing to do, because then you either believe it or you don't. What we're supposed to do is be able to live an awesome life. So if you want to go to heaven, God decided angels are supposed to bring you. They never do. If you want to go see God, angels are supposed to do it. If you want to know something that's hard to figure out, you're supposed to be able to ask God himself. He never comes to the earth to answer your fucking questions. You can't figure out how to get to heaven, and so God's wrong. He never comes to the earth. He never speaks to you. He never takes you to heaven. He never comes and answers your questions. He never answers your prayers, and he never keeps his fucking promises. And so the problem with real religion is there's no good real religion, because when you get all the way back to God, even God is a shitty person. Your neighbor doesn't keep all their promises, but you still put up with their bullshit. And that's the same thing with God. God doesn't keep his fucking promises, and he wants us all to put up with his bullshit. Now, unfortunately, if your neighbor promises to help you with the yard work, if they don't do it, that's annoying. And now you got to do more work by yourself. But if God doesn't keep his promises, then you have a crippling fucking disease your whole life. You live in destitute poverty. Your child dies and never comes back from the dead. You die in a car wreck because God doesn't protect you on the freeway. That's the reality. The reality is, when God doesn't do his job, serious things happen. And so God is a derelict God of unfaithful promises that never does the things he says. But what's worse is everything God is involved in is things that are serious. So there is real religion. But until God comes back and does everything that he promises, there's no reason to practice it. All religion is false religion until God does what he promised. That's it. That's the end of the answer.